The sun is the main cause of global climate change.
If Trump says it's not real, it's not real.
Okay, what do I think is the main cause of global warming? I'd say, I think to a point, the globe kind of changes temperatures naturally, but then there are also factors that influence it. Like right now, humans with pollution are causing a lot of problems, I think. Is definitely influencing climate change, but I mean, certainly the globe does it by itself as well.
I think the main cause of global warming is climate change because of fossil fuel combustion.
Global warming, I don't know. Global warming for me is, it's kind of scary, honestly, because it is what it sounds like, you know, like the Earth is just getting warmer, and eventually, you know, the ice is going to melt up top, and we need that ice not to melt, because then the oceans and stuff will get obviously bigger, and that's not good. More water is not good. But global warming, I think probably the main cause of it is, like, fossil fuels, honestly. Like, you know, there's a lot of times where I'm driving to school, and there's, like, 30 cars, you know, backed up in traffic and stuff, and there's just all that emission and stuff rising from the cars, and you can see it in the morning, you can see it going home from school. Rush hour obviously is bad, and you know, the really big cities in the United States, LA, Chicago, you know, Miami, all those cities in Atlanta have like huge smog counts and stuff. I'm sure you've seen that. And of course, like China and like Japan and Tokyo, all the big cities in there obviously have smog real bad. But I don't know, I think we really need to like try to focus on finding a better solution for that.
The best way to fix it would be through sustainable practices such as solar power or Teslas.
Government regulations.
What would be the best way to fix it? I think you obviously have to look at, you know, all the cars that are on the road and try to find ways to like limit the amounts of like CO2 that's being emitted, because there's like cars and there's still factories that burn coal in places like that.
By stop producing so many pollutants that go into the air.
Yeah, I think we have the technology definitely to do it. There's obviously hybrids in the world today, but I don't know. I'm excited for the future because I think we can limit it. I think our president right now has a very good outlook on it, and I think he'll do all that he can to try and prevent it from happening in the future.
While many people knew what the main cause of global warming was, many did not know the most efficient way to stop it or what will happen because of it. Almost 100% of the observed temperature increase of the last 50 years has been due to the increase in the atmosphere of greenhouse concentrations like water vapor, carbon dioxide, methane, and ozone. Greenhouse gases are those gases that contribute to the greenhouse effect, which is when the sun's heat can't escape the Earth's atmosphere due to the gases keeping the sun's heat locked in, causing the Earth to heat up. You may be sitting there thinking you want a warmer Earth because of the super cold winters. However, if the Earth increases in temperature even 2 degrees Celsius more, and the Earth may begin to go through a catastrophic 6th mass extinction of species worldwide. According to the Natural Resource Defense Council, or NRDC, a nonprofit organization who works to help safeguard the air, water, and land around the world, there are 10 ways to help stop global warming. Speak up. Power your home with renewable energy. Weatherize. Invest in energy-efficient appliances. Actually eat the food you buy and make less of it meat. Buy better bulbs. Drive a fuel-efficient vehicle. Maintain your ride. Rethink planes, trains, and automobiles, and shrink your carbon profile. And if you don't begin helping the world, think about this. You may die. For 91.3 WHJE in the Entertainment Department, this has been Ethan Sellers. For more stories like this, please visit WHJE.com.